I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 10th. Quincy Health Commissioner Ruth Jones says a Quincy woman is under self-quarantine after attending a conference in Boston where the coronavirus was present. The woman in her 40s is the first presumed case of the virus in Quincy and is being monitored by health officials. Jones says the woman has had very little contact with the public and has no connection to the Quincy public schools. Mayor Thomas Koch says people should continue to be informed without panicking. The annual St. Patrick's Day roast in Quincy has been canceled this year, but not due to the coronavirus. Mayor Thomas Koch says the decision to cancel the event was made several weeks ago as officials contemplate new ways to honor people of Irish heritage. Koch said some felt the event had grown complacent and was no longer politically correct. Koch recently returned from a trip to Ireland as part of an economic partnership between Quincy and several counties in Ireland. The St. Patrick's Day parade and political breakfast in Boston has been canceled due to the coronavirus. Quincy City Council has approved almost $7 million in land takings to make way for a new police station. Officials approved taking properties on Broad and Field Streets for the new public safety complex. Councilor-at-Large Ann Mahoney objected, saying the city could have kept the former Bryant VFW post on Broad Street several years ago, but sold it instead. Quincy City Council did not support a proposal from at-large Councilor Ann Mahoney to ask the Attorney General to investigate the disability pension of former police officer John Ryan. Mahoney instead read a letter into the record stating that she would ask the Attorney General's office to investigate and report back to the council. Council President Nina Lang said there is already a separate investigation into the matter. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 10th.